Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Dalid. We left off in daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky Lizecha Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Mordechai Ben Yeshua Menachem Mendel, Alav Shalom, who was Nifter on Shabbos, Tes Kislev, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. And we thank Henry very much for the sponsorship. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank him for his continued sponsorship as well. So we're holding out the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a woman sees dam during Ben HaShemashos, but not just any Ben HaShemashos, we discussed that yesterday, but a critical Ben HaShemashos, a changeover day between Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara, between Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida, or Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. How do we view that? Do we view it as if she saw dam during the previous set of days or the following set of days? And then the Gemara is going to discuss what if a woman alternates between seeing dam and not seeing dam, whether she alternates one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, or 2 days and 2 days, or three, and it goes all the way up to 100 days on, 100 days off. The Gemara is even going to mention 1,000 days on, 1,000 days off. So we're going to discuss how many of the days, based on each woman, based on how long she alternates for, meaning whether it's an alternating 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, how many days she's able to, based on Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva, she's actually tahara and able to be with her husband. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss whether Yimei Leida and Yimei Nida that she doesn't see dam during can count toward the Shiva Nekiyim, meaning if a woman is a Zava Gadola, she requires Shiva Nekiyim, 7 clean days. But do those 7 clean days have to be during Yimei Ziva? Can they happen during Yimei Nida? Can they happen during Yimei Leida, when she had just given birth to a child? And then Bezer Hashem will begin the 7th parak of Maseches Nida, and the Mishnah is going to discuss which types of Tumah are only Tame when they are moist, and which types of Tumah are metame both lach v'yavish, both when they're moist and when they're dry. And the Gemara is going to bring the source, or the sources, for the extent of Tumas dam nida, to what extent, how tame dam nida is, the types of Tumah that it's able to transmit, and how we know that it could be tame even if it's dry. So let's begin at the Mishnah on daf nun gimel amud beis. So the Mishnah tells us as follows: Haroa yom acharasar ben hashmashos. If a woman sees dam during the 11th day of Yimei Ziva, but during the Ben HaShemashos, it's going into the following day. So Tchilas Nida V'Sof Nida, Tchilas Ziva V'Sof Ziva. So that's, she has seen on a day that's the beginning of her Yimei Nida or the end of her Yimei Nida, the beginning of her Yimei Ziva or the end of her Yimei Ziva. Or, for example, she sees Yom Arba'im L'Zachar V'Yom Shmonim L'Nekeva. She sees on the 40th day after having given birth to a boy, or the 80th day after having given birth to a girl, which is the end of the Yimei Tawar, Ben HaShemashos, but she sees Dan during Ben HaShemashos, Lekulan. So she doesn't know whether it was on the 40th day or the 80th day, let's say, which is Dam Tahar, or if it was actually on the night that follows, which would mean that it's Dam Tamei. So in all of these cases, we have to be Machmir for every possibility. We have to assume the worst. So Harei Elu To'os. These women are mistaken in their Cheshbon, in the sense that they don't know when the Yimei Nida applies and when the Yimei Ziva applies. Amr Bishua Ad Shatem Saknim Sashotos Bo V'Tiknu Sapichos. So Bishua says, while you're bothering yourself to figure out these shotos, these crazy cases of women, you should be misakin those who see dam at a certain and specific time, and you have to figure out their times for Re'iyah as well. So now the Mishnah said that if a woman sees Yom Acharasar during Ben HaShemashos, it's Tchilas Nida V'Sof Nida, and it's Tchilas Ziva V'Sof Ziva. So that's not really true. That doesn't make sense. Meaning what it is at the end of 11 days is it's Tchilas Nida V'Sof Ziva. Why would the Mishnah call it Tchilas Nida V'Sof Nida, Tchilas Ziva V'Sof Ziva? 11 days is the end of the Yimei Ziva and the beginning of the Yimei Nida. So Tchilas Nida V'Sof Nida, Tchilas Nida V'Sof Ziva hi. How can you call it Tchilas Nida V'Sof Nida? What it actually is Tchilas Nida and Sof Ziva. So Amar Rav Chista Hachi Ka Amar. Haroa Yom Achara Ben HaShemashos, tchilas nida v'sof ziva u'beshvil nidasa sof nido tchila ziva. If she happens to see during the ben hashmashos of the seventh day of the yemei nida, when the yemei nida are ending and the yemei ziva are beginning, so that would be sof nida and tchilas ziva. So between those two cases, you have all the cases of tchilas of tchila v'sof. So that's what the Mishnah really means to say. The Ritva points out that this is an unusual formulation then for the Mishnah for the Gemara to use to explain the Mishnah. What the Gemara should have said is chisuri mechsra v'hachi katani. That's normally when there's a case missing in the Mishnah, and we say that the halacha that the Mishnah tells us is really addressing the case that the Mishnah forgot to say. So normally we'll say chisuri mechsra v'hachi katani. There's another case that we didn't mention that she sees during Ben Hashmashos of the Yom HaShvi'i. So the Ritva says that since if a woman sees during Ben Hashmashos of Shvi'i l'nidasa as safek yom rishon l'zivasa, and if she sees on the 11th day of Yemei Ziva, they're all the same idea, so it's not considered to be a separate case. Meaning, since each day straddles Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, they're all the basic same idea. You don't even have to say Chisuri Mechsa, it's all somehow included in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ad Shehata Mesaken Es HaShotos. Rabbi Yeshua says, instead of being Mesaken the Shotos, we should figure out the story with the Pikchos. Now, Shotos normally means people who are deranged. So this woman just sees dam at unusual times. It doesn't have anything to do with her mental status. So says Mara, Hani Shotos Ninu, Toos Ninu. How can you call this woman a Shotos? She's not a Shotos. She's Toa in her Cheshbon. She's not going to know exactly when your Meinida and your Meziva are. So it's unusually harsh to call her a Shotos. What the Mishnah should have said is, Asha Mesakenes HaToos, so you should be Mesakenes HaPichos. The Ritva points out, even the word Toos doesn't really make so much sense over here. Meaning, what you have to say is that the word, the Ritva doesn't point this out, but others point out, Miri, that Toos just means that she didn't even make a mistake. It's just that we have no idea. We don't know based on the fact that she's seeing during Ben Hashmashos. The way the Miri says it is that nolad lahen bilbul mitzat kifas re'ios, that there is a confusion that comes into the picture because of the timing of her re'ios, but she didn't actually make any mistake. The Ritva explains the reason that we call this woman Shotos, meaning it really did say Shotos, is similar to Hadas Shota, not similar to a deranged person. A Hadas Shota is a Hadas that doesn't have three leaves coming out of each spot. It has two leaves coming out of the spot and then one leaf slightly above it, where things are just awry. Things are a little bit off from what they're supposed to be. Meaning, there's normally a Seder HaDvarim, and when things are not going Kefi HaSeder, we call that Shota. So that's why these women are called Shotos, in the sense that normally a woman has a certain Seder to her Re'ios, and this woman doesn't have that Seder, so Melech she's called the Shota. It's interesting, in Masechah Sukkah, the Ritva and Daf Lamed Bezim Masechah Sukkah discusses why a Hadas Shota is called a Hadas Shota, and this is one of his explanations. So one of his explanations is that it's not going kefi haseder. That's the reason that it's called a hadas shota. But then he says that there's another explanation that it's not a hadas gomor. That hadas shota means that it's not even a min hadas. It doesn't even actually count as a hadas. Hadasim are defined. The min of hadas is defined as being mishulosh. And if it's not mishulosh, memela, it's not a hadas. So several nafkamina between those two interpretations. One nafkamina would be the Tashbetz writes that if it's a totally different min, if that's all you have and you don't have any kashra adasim, would you still take that but without a bracha? So if you hold that it's a hadas shote, it is a hadas, it's just off, so at least you would take it. It's the right min. You probably wouldn't say bracha, but at least you would take it. But if it's a totally different min, then there's no value of putting that in your lulav over any other branch from any other tree in your lulav. Another nafkamina in the Tshuvas HaParkasta Da'anya says, what happens if you have a hadas that everything is kefiya seder, but it's only two leaves at each spot? It's not mishulash, but nothing is off. Nothing is normally hadas shotas. You have two, and then one that sticks out above. What if you just have two leaves out of every spot? So if you hold that hadas shota means that it's not kefiya seder, things aren't going in any sort of order. Well, that is going in some sort of order, but if you hold that it's a different min, so l'chora, that too would be a different min. And then the most significant nafkamina is what the Rush writes in Masecha Sukkah. The Rush has a discussion, the Machlokas Rishonim, what if a person has three kosher hadasim, and he just wants to fill in more, he wants to make it look more lush, so he wants to put more hadasim in the lulav. Can he put a hadasim shotim in the lulav, just to be mashlim, just to add more greenery to his lulav? So if you hold that a hadas shota is a hadas, it's just a little bit off. Well, he already has kosher hadasim, so there's nothing wrong with adding a few more hadasim that are not 100% kosher. He has his kosher hadasim to rely on. But if you hold it's another min, you're not allowed to add a fifth min. It would be a violation of Baltosif. So over here, the Ritva clearly assumes that hadas shota just means that it's not going kifiyaseder, but it's certainly considered an actual hadas. Okay, so now for the rest of the parak, for everything we're going to do from now till the end of the parak, we need to remind ourselves of the basic rules of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. And the basic rules are as follows. A woman sees dam, she is a Nida for 7 days, and that's regardless of how long she sees dam for, even if she sees dam for a minute, or she sees dam for all 7 days, she's tameh for 7 days. After those 7 days are over, she has Yemei Ziva. If she sees dam for 1 day or for 2 days, she's tameh on those days, and then the following day, she's shomeres yom keneged yom. She has to make sure she doesn't see dam again. She goes to the mikveh, and then she is tahora. But if she sees dam for 3 days, she becomes zava gedola and is going to require shiva yamim nikiyim, 7 consecutive days that are naki from any dam. So 3 basic rules to remember, and the Rambam disagrees with all these rules, but these are the rules that Rov Rishonim live by and explain our sugya by, is that when the Yemei Ziva are over, let's say those 11 days now end, she will not restart her Yemei Nida until she sees dam again. So there's no way to start up Yemei Ziva unless she's already been a Nida. The way we know the first day of Yemei Ziva is when the 7 days of Yemei Nida are over. Rule number 2, if she didn't see dam during the Yemei Ziva, or she saw dam for a day or two during the Yemei Ziva, and she became a Zava Katana, so she can start counting Yemei Nida as soon as the Yemei Ziva are over, when she sees dam again. Even though she was not yet Shomeres Yom. The Shomeres Yom she can make up later, but Shiva Nikim she won't be able to make up later. Meaning if a woman sees dam for 3 days during the Yemei Ziva, she has to count Shiva Nikim, her Yemei Nida cannot begin until she counts the full Shiva Nikim properly. And all the dam that she sees prior to counting Shiva Nikim, all of that is Ziva. All of that is Dam Ziva. So again, the Rambam in the 6th paragraph of Hilchos Yisurabia is totally against this. He thinks that a woman is on a constant cycle of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, regardless of what she's actually seeing, of how much Dam is actually coming out of her body. It's very, very difficult to explain the sugya if you hold like Shita Sarambam. The Rishonim go wild on this Shita Sarambam. So we're going to leave the Rambam out of it, and we're going to assume the normal, the Rov Rishonim, the Shita of Rov Rishonim. Titanya, so says the Gemara, we have a braisa. What would be the din if yom echata maybe yom echatar? If a woman alternates, one day she sees dam, the next day she doesn't. So mishamesha shmini v'leilo imo. She'll be able to have tashmish on the 8th day and the night that follows the 8th day. Over here, leilo imo cannot mean the previous night. It means the night that follows the 8th day. Arba'a leilos mitoch shmona asar yom. It will turn out that of the 18 days of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, there are 4 nights that she's allowed to be with her husband. And it works out as follows. Because she sees dam on day 1, so right away you don't even have to think about what's happening over the next 7 days. She's automatically tameh for all 7 of those days. Yes, the reality is, she's in our case, she's alternating between seeing dam or not, but that doesn't even matter. Because if she's a Nida, she's tameh automatically for 7 days. Then on the 8th day and the night that follows it, she's muteras, because her Yemei Nida are over, and that's her day of not seeing any dam. And then when she sees dam on day 9, she becomes a Zava Katana. So she's going to have to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on day 10. So she's not going to be able to have Tashmish on day 10 either. But on the night that follows day 10, night 11, she's done being Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, and she's muteras. Problem is, on day 11 that follows, she sees dam again. So now day 11 is going to be asr. The night that follows is going to be asr. Day 12, she's shomeres yom keneged yom. Night 13, she's okay. So and then she sees again on day 13, and she's shomeres yom keneged yom on day 14. Night 15, she's okay. So that's three nights. Then she sees dam again on day 15. She's shomeres yom keneged yom on day 16. Night 17, she's okay. And those are her arba leilos. Those are her four nights that she's allowed to be with her husband during the course of these 18 days. And that's all assuming that she sees dam only during the daytime. But if she were to see dam during the nighttime, alternating one day on, one day off, but always seeing dam during the nighttime, then she would only have Lel Shmini to be with her husband, but not on the night of Yom Chi'i that she saw, because and Yom Asiri she's Asura because she's Shomeres Yimei Torah Keneged the Ri'iyah of Chi'i, and the night that follows she's going to see dam again. So that's why she's going to be Asura until the end of the 18 days, because any day that she's not seeing on, she's being Shomer Keneged Yom on for the previous day, and then the following night she sees dam again, so she's never going to be Muteris again. She only has that eighth night. So now the Bryce is going to continue talking about these cases where a woman alternates. So it's a lot of cheshbening over here, where a woman alternates seeing dam, not seeing dam. But from here on in, we're assuming that that we're talking about that she sees dam at night. So we only had one case where she sees dam during the day, and then we transitioned into alternating days but seeing dam at night. And now we're going to talk about further cases of alternating but also seeing dam at night. So shnei yamim tameim. What if a woman sees 2 days of dam and then shnei yam torim, followed by 2 days of not seeing dam, and that continues two and two forever? So mishamesh shmini shnei masar v'shisha asar v'esrim. The days that she's going to be allowed to have tashmish are 8, 12, 16, and 20. Why? Because the first 7 days she's asur midin nida regardless. She's a nida for the first 7 days regardless. On the eighth day she doesn't see any dam and she's muteres, because 2, 4, 6, 8, so but day 7 and 8 she's not seeing any dam. Day 7 is still yimei nida, but day 8 she's muteres. Then she already sees again the following night on Lel Tshi until Yom HaAsiri, so she becomes a Zava Katana, because now she's seeing for 2 days during the Yemei Ziva, so she needs to be Shomeres Yom on day 11, and then she could be Mishameshes on day 12. She's Muteres on day 12. And then starting on night 13 and through 14, she sees Dam, and then on Chamisha Asar, she's Shomeres Betara, she's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom again. And then on day 16, she's Muteres. And then she sees Dam again on day 17 and day 18, and she's Shomeres Betara on day 19, and she could then be Mishamish again on day 20. So those are the days that she's allowed to be with her husband. B'tishamish Nami B'tishzar. So ask the Gemara, why isn't she Muteres to have Tashmish even on day 19? Because granted, she saw Dam on day 17 and day 18, but those are the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva, so she would only become a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. But by day 19, her Yemei Ziva are over, so she shouldn't have to be a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Once the Yemei Ziva are over, it's already back into the Yemei Nida. Some Rav Sheshes also Shomeres Gargaron Ditnan Aser. This teaches us that when Beis Hillel used the term Gargaron in on Daf Ayin Beis, we're going to see in a couple of weeks, that means Aser. So what's that talking about? The case was that she sees on the 11th day of the Yemei Ziva, and then she went to the mikvah on the 12th day, which is the first day of the Yemei Nida. So Beis Hillel says, anyone who sleeps with her on that day is a Gargaron, that he hasn't been Kovesh his Yetzer Hara to wait until after that day is over. So we see that what Beis Hillel means by that is that he's a Gargaron, meaning that it's usher to do that, not just a criticism that he's that he couldn't be patient, but that it's usher to do that, because Chacham made a gzera that he shouldn't do that. So midoraisa, the Ri'iyas Dam of the 11th day of the Yemei Ziva, which is the 18th day of the entire series, is not going to require a Shemira. Nira, but nevertheless, Midrabanan, we made this Isser of that he's not allowed to be with her on day 19. Ravashi gives a different answer. So, meaning the point is that we do require a Shemiras Yom Keneged Yom, even though the Yemei Ziva are over. So even though on day, she did not become a Zavah Gadola during the Yemei Ziva, she only became a Zavah Katana during the Yemei Ziva, she still is going to have to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on a Drabanan level during the Yemei Nida. And that's why we didn't say she could be Meshamesh on Tishsar, on the 19th day. Ravashi, I'll give you another reason why not to be Meshamesh on the 19th day. Nihi dechadasar lo ba'yishimur, asiri miya ba'yishimur. You know, if she only saw Dam on the 11th day of the Yudal of Yom, you're right, she doesn't require Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on the first of the Yemei Nida. But over here the case was she saw Dam on both the 10th and the 11th day of the Yemei Ziva. Maybe in that case, even on a Daraisa level, she requires Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom on the first of the Yemei Nida. And that's why the Braisa doesn't allow her to be with her husband on day 19. Because she saw on day 17 and 18, which were day 10 and 11 of the Yemei Ziva. Now the Braisa goes on to the next case. Shloshi Yamim Tmeim, Shloshi Yam Taorin. What if the woman alternates 3 days on, 3 days off? So Meshamesha Shnei Yamim. In the she can only be Meshamesh for 2 days, on day 11 and day 12. Why? Because when she sees 3 days of Dam, she becomes a Nida through day 7. So, and on day 7, she's seeing Dam as well, because it's 3 on, 3 off. So she sees days 1 through 3, not days 4 through 6. Day 7, 8 and 9, she's going to be seeing Dam. So day 7 is the last of her Yemei Nida. So she's seeing Dam. When she sees Dam again on day 8 and day 9, she's now becoming a Zavah Katana. So she's going to require Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, which means on day 10, she has to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And then on day 11 and day 12, when she's not seeing them, she's Muteres. But that's it. Then for the rest of her life, she's never going to be Tahora again. So that's it. Day 10 and day 11 are the only days she's ever going to be Muteres. Why? Because when she then goes and sees Dam on day 13, 14, and 15, she becomes a Zavah Gadola. And the only way to stop being a Zavah Gadola is to have Shiva Yam Nikiyim, to have 7 clean days. But for the rest of her life, she's going to be alternating 3 and 3 and 3 and 3 and 3. She's never going to have 7 clean days. So that's it. Till she gets out of that crazy pattern, she's never going to be Tahora. Next case, Arba'a Yamim Tumeim, Arba'a Yam Tahorim. If she sees Dam for 4 days and doesn't see Dam for 4 days, alternating Mishameshes Yom Echad, she's only going to have 1 day that she's allowed to be with her husband, V'shuvein Mishameshes Yolam, and then for the rest of her life she's going to be Asura. Why? Because the first 4 days that she sees Dam will make her Tamei automatically for days 1 through 7, because those are Yemei Nida. Now days 5, 6, and 7 she's not seeing Dam, and day 8, which is the first, but she's Tamei anyway because it's Yemei Nida, day 8, which is the first of the Yemei Ziva, she's actually Tahora. So that's her day. That's her 1 day. And then day 9, 10, 11, 12, she's going to see Dam become a Zavah Gadola, and she's never going to get out of being a Zavah Gadola because she's never going to have Shiva Nikiyim, since she's alternating 4 days on, 4 days off. Chamisha Yavim Tameim, Chamisha Yavim Torin. If she alternates every 5 days, so first 5 days she sees Dam, she is a Nida. So she's going to be Tameh those 5 days plus days 6 and 7, even though she's not seeing Dam. Now she's also not seeing Dam on days 8, 9, and 10. And those days, she's actually allowed to be with her husband on days 8, 9, and 10. So she gets those 3 days, Mishameshes, Shloshi Yamim. But then, V'shavena Mishameshes Yolam. But then the party's over. She's never going to be able to be Tahora again, because on days 11, 12, 13, and then 14, 15, but really all that matters, 11, 12, 13, she's going to see Dam again, become a Zavah Gadola, and she's never going to be able to become Tahora, because she's never going to have Shiva Nikiyim. And Shishi Yam Tameh, Shishi Yam Taharin, the pattern follows. 6 days of Tameh, 6 days of Tahara, alternating Mishameshes Chamishiyam, so she gets 5 days before her life sentence, right? She gets 5 days because the first 6 days that she sees Dam, she's a Nida. Seventh day, she's still a Nida, even though she's not seeing Dam, but then she has 5 more days that she's still not going to see Dam on day 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. But then when she sees Dam on day 13, 14, and 15, she becomes Zavah Gadola, and she's a Surah for the rest of her life. Shiva Yamim Tmein V'Shiva Yam Tarin. Now it gets interesting. What if she sees Dam 7 days on, 7 days off? Ooh, so if she has 7 days off, she's going to be able to get Shiva Nikiyim in there. So Shiva Yom Tovim, Shiva Yom Tovim, Mishameshes Revia Yameha Mitoch Hasher Mishmona Yamim. Every 28 days, she's going to have 7 days where she's Tahar. How do we figure that she's going to have 7 days where she's Tahar? 7 days she sees Dam, she is a Nida. 7 days she doesn't see Dam, during the Meziva, she's absolutely Tahora. The following 7 days she sees Dam, she's a Zava Gedola. She will be a Zava Gedola until she goes through Shiva Nekiyim. The following 7 days will be her Shiva Nekiyim. She's still Asura because she's still a Zava Gedola until she finishes Shiva Nekiyim, but that will be her Shiva Nekiyim. So of those 28 days, only the second of the 4 weeks, she was Tahora Labaila. Now it gets confusing. Shmona Yom Tameim, it wasn't until now. Shmona Yom Tameim, Shmona Yom Tahorin. If she has 8 days on and 8 days off, Mishameshes Chamisha Asur Yom Mitoch Arboim Ushmona. So if you take 8 day blocks, so if 8 day blocks can be divided, if you take 8 day blocks where she sees Dam, doesn't see Dam, sees Dam, doesn't see Dam, so let's take a 48 day period. A 48 day period will have 6 blocks of 8 days. In block 1, 3, and 5, she's seeing Dam. In blocks 2, 4, and 6, she's not seeing Dam, right? Because she's on and off for 8 days. So now, what's going to happen? So she's going to be able to be with her husband for 15 of those 48 days. How do we figure that she's able to be with her husband for 15 of the 48 days? Well, the first 7 days of the 8 days are Yemei Nida. So obviously, and she's bleeding anyway. So that is for sure out. The 8th day of those days is the first of her Yemei Ziva, which means that she becomes a Zava Katana. So now during the second block of 8 days, the first day of the second block of 8 days, she's being Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, right? Because she became a Zava Katana on day 8. So now day 9, which is the first day of block 2, she's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So she's still going to be Asura. But then the 7 days that follow in block 2, she's Tahora. Because she's not seeing Dam, she's already been Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So she has 7 days where she's good. And then in the third set of 8 days, the third block of 8 days, she sees Dam. And the first two of those days are Mashlim the Acharasar Yimei Ziva, and she becomes a Zava Katana. And these 6 additional days are Yimei Nida again. And then in the fourth block of 8 days, she doesn't see Dam, but the first day of that fourth block is Mashlim, her 7 days of Yimei Nida, because she's Shomeres Yom Tovar Keneged the Re'iyah that she had B'Yimei Ziva, and the 7 remaining days she's Muteres. So she's so at that point she's been Mishameshes with her husband, she's been Muteres to her husband for 14 days. Then in the 5th block of 8 days she's Roa Dam, and the first 4 of those days are the Yimei Ziva. Ooh, if the first 4 of block 5 are Yimei Ziva and she's seeing Dam, she's now becoming a Zava Gedola. So the only way she's ever going to be Muteres is if she has Shiva Nekiyim. How is she going to have Shiva Nekiyim? We're going to have to wait for block 6 when she doesn't see Dam on the 6th block of 8 days, and the first 7 of those days of block 6 are her Shiva Nekiyim, and then that last day, day 48, she's going to be Muteres again. And that's your 15 days. So 15 days out of 48 days, she's going to be Muteres Labaila. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work. Haniyar Besar Havu. It's actually only 14 days and not 15 days. Why not? It sounded like we did a good cheshbon. So the reason is because on day 48, where we're allowing her to be Mishamesh, she should really be Asura. Because in the 5th set of 8 days, she became a Zava Gedola, she requires Shiva Nekiyim. She can't begin to count them at the beginning of the last block of 8 days, because the first 3 days are still in the Shivas Yimei Nida, and Yimei Nida cannot count towards Sfiras Nekiyim. Meaning, if we were to keep the Cheshbon of Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, during that last block of 8 days, the first few of those days are still during Yimei Nida, and that can't count towards Shiva Nekiyim. Now, this is making a major assumption that seems to go against everything we've said until this point, and that is that even though she's become a Zava Gedola, her Yimei Nida can start again prior to her ever achieving Shiva Nekiyim. That actually, that we consider what would have been her Yimei Nida had she not bled, even though she did bleed, and now she's a Zava Gadola. Unclear to me at all why the Gemara makes that assumption, but that is the assumption the Gemara makes. Amar Rav Adi Bar Yitzchak, Zosomeres, Yimei Nidasa, Shein Roben, Olam L'Sfiras Yivasa. No, it must be, from the fact that we say that she's Muteris for 15 days, it must be that we assume she is Muteris on day 48, it must be that we ignore the fact that she could have been a Nida during these days. Bottom line is, she bled during the Yimei Ziva, she became a Zava Gadola, and she will not be a Nida until she gets her Shiva Nekiyim. So our original Cheshbon is correct. So the Yibayilu, where they raise the following Shaila about Yimei Nida counting towards Shiva Nekiyim, but they raise it in the following context. Yimei Leida She'ina Roban Ma'u She'al L'Sfira Zivasa. What if a woman has Yimei Leida that she doesn't see Dam? Can that count toward her Shiva Nekiyim? Meaning, a woman gives birth, so she's tamei anyway, after she gives birth, but let's say she doesn't see dam, and she happened to have been a zava from before she gave birth, so she needs shiva nekiyim. Can these days, where she's tamei, but she's not seeing any dam, she's just tamei, because the Torah law is that if you give birth to a boy, you're tamei for 7 days, to a girl, you're tamei for 14 days, can she count shiva nekiyim during those yimei tuma? So that's the shaila. So Amar Rav Kahana Tashma will bring a raya. Ras Hashnaim L'Shlishi Yepila. Let's say a woman saw 2 days during the Yimei Ziva, and then on day three she had a Nefel come out, but Ve'ni Odas Mahi Pila. She has no idea if it was a real Vlad or not a real Vlad. If it was a real Vlad, she has no idea if it was a Zach or if it was a Nekeva, and she has no idea whether there was Dam associated with that Leda or not. So Al Atzad, that there was a Vlad and she didn't see any Dam, she would be Tamei Tumas Leida, and not Tumas Zava Gadola, only Tumas Leida if there was no Dam. If she saw Dam and it was not a real Vlad, she'd be Tamei as a Zava Gadola, and not Tumas Leida. If there was a Vlad and she saw Dam, then she's the Yoledes Bezov, she's Tamei both as the Yoledes and a Zava. And if it was not a Vlad and she didn't see Dam, then she's got nothing. She's not Tamei at all. So Arezo, Safek Ziva, Safek Leda. We have to treat it like a Safek Ziva, Safek Leda. Mevia Karban, she's going to have to bring a Karban because either a Zava Gadola or a Yoledes brings a Karban, but Veinon Echel, but you can't eat the Karban because she may be neither. She may be neither a Zava Gadola nor a Yoledes. Vimei Ledas Hashein Rabban. There it is. The days of her Leda that she doesn't see Dam will count toward her Sfira of Yimei Ziva. So she's a Yoledes Bezov requires Shiva Nekiyim, but she can count it during the days that may be her Yimei Leda. Now we don't know for sure that they're her Yimei Leda because she may not be Yoledes, but it might be. It might be Yimei Leda, and we're still willing to count that toward her Shiva Nekiyim. So Amar Papa, nah, that's not a Raya. Shiny, meaning, so you're going to bring a Raya from there that Yimei Leda counts toward Shiva Nekiyim. Shiny Asim Ki. Even the Kalamemer, Yoled the Zachari, Kalani Shivi Yaseri, the Kiavinla, Salkila Sfira Zivasa. Yeah, even if she is a Yoledis, it might have been a Yoled the Zachar. So if she counts days 8 through 14 after giving birth as Shivanakim, that might not be her Yimei Leda at all, because she may be already done with her Yimei Leda. So that's why we're willing to count it. So I'm later of Huna, Braid Rav Yisholer Papa, Yoled the Zachar, Ikalis Fuke, Yoled the Nekeva, Lekalis Fuke. Yeah, it's true that it might be that she gave birth to Zachar, but you know what else? Might be, it might be that she gave birth to an Akeva, in which case we're letting her count her Shiva Nekiyim during Yimei Leda. So like we said, Elav Shmamina Olin Shmamina, so Taka is a good Raya, that Yimei Leda that she doesn't see Dam during, even though she's Tamei, because they're Yimei Leda, but if she's not seeing Dam, they can count towards Shiva Nekiyim. And what we're suggesting is that Yimei Nida that she doesn't see Dam can also count toward Shiva Nekiyim. Now back to our program of discussing alternating days, right? So Tisha Yom Tamei and V'Tisha Yom Tahorin. What if a woman goes 9 days on, 9 days off of seeing Dam? Mishamesh Shmona Yom Mitok Shmona Asar. Every 18 days, 8 of those days, she's Muteres. Why? The first 7 days, she's Asura because she's seeing Dam and she's Anita, right? Then the next 2 days are Yimei Ziva, but she only becomes a Zava Ketana during the next 2 days. Then on the third day of Yimei Ziva, she's Shomeres Yom, Keneged Yom, and then the following 8 days, she doesn't see any Dam. So she's already been Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, and she's then totally Tahora. Then the next time she sees Dam again, we'll restart her Yimei Nida. So that's why she'll be 8 out of 18 days, she'll be okay. Asar Yom Tamein, Vasar Yom Tahorim, Yimei Shimusha, ki yimei zivasa. That if 10 days, she goes on and off 10 days, then the days of her shimush are the same as her days of ziva. What does that mean? She's muteres l'shamish with her husband the same number of days as her seeing of a flow. Why? Because the 10 days that she sees, the first 7 days are yimei nida, the next 3 days are dam ziva, which makes her a zava gedola. The following 10 days that she doesn't see dam on, the first 7 of those 10 days are going to be used to count Shiva Nikim, and then the last 3 of those days, she's going to be Muteris Labaila. So how many days is she Muteris Labaila? The amount of days that she had to become a Zava Gadola. She had 3 days that made her a Zava Gadola, because the first 7 days were all Nida. The next 3 days made her a Zava Gadola. So on the tail end, she's going to be Muteris Labaila for 3 days, the exact amount of days that it took to make her a Zava Gadola. V'chein L'meya, v'chein L'yelef. And now already it works even, no matter how high the numbers go. Even if it's 100 or if it's 1,000. Meaning a woman sees Dam for 100 straight days and somehow survives, and then she doesn't see Dam for the next 100 days. So even though in that case also the number of days that she's muteris with her husband is the same number of days as her ziva. Why? Because if she sees dam for 100 days, the first 7 of those 100 days are yimei nida. The next 93 are yimei ziva. Then the first 7 of the next set of 100, she's going to have shiva nakiyim, and the next 93 she'll be able to be with her husband. So the 93 yimei ziva in the first set of 100 will mirror the 93 days that she's allowed to be with her husband in the second set of 100. V'chein l'alef, you go and make the numbers as high as you want at that point. Then it could be 1,000 as well. The first 7 days are yimei nida, the next 993 are yimei ziva, and then in the next set of 1,000, the first 7 days are shiva nakiyim, and the next 993 she's muteris labayla hadra lach bas simon. So now we move on to the 7th parak of Maseches Nida. So says the Mishnah, dam anida b'sara meis metam lachan metam niveshin. Both dam anida and flesh from a dead body have the capacity to transmit tuma, whether they are moist or whether they are dry, and that is unique because aval hazov va'aniya va'arok. If you have a zov of a zov, meaning the actual flow that makes him a zov, the phlegm or the saliva of a zov, vasheretz, vanevela, vashichvazera, if you have a sheretz or a nevela, a dead carcass, or shichvazera that comes out of a man, mitamin lachin ve'in mitamin yivation. They're only mitamin when they're moist, but they're not mitame when they are dry. V'mi'cholin lihisharos v'lachsel k'mo she'ein mitamin lachin u'mitamin yivation. But how do we define dry? If you're able to soak it and bring it back to its previous moisture, then it's metame even when it's that dry. That's not considered dry, that's still considered lach. V'kami yishri yasan, what do you mean soak it? Soak it in what and for how long? So beposhin me'es la'es. If you soak it in lukewarm water for 24 hours, and that would be enough for its lechus to return, for its moisture to return, then it's going to be metame. That's already considered still lach. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'sara meis yavesh ve'enu yachal liyisharos v'lachzor l'kamo shaya tahar. Rabbi Yossi says if you have dry b'sara meis and you're not able to bring it back, then it's going to be tahar. Meaning, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that dam anida and b'sara meis are mitame even yavesh. Rabbi Yossi says, b'sara meis is like everything else. It's only mitame lach, and the only way it's going to be mitame is if it's at least you're able to at least bring it back to its previous moisture. So dam anida is in a category all its own. So says Gemara, okay, on the topic of dam anida, minan imili. How do I know that dam anida is metame at all? That it's metame b'maga b'masa, meaning a nida I know is tame. But how do I know that the dam that emerged from the nida is metame? So Amar Chizkiya d'Amakra, v'hadava b'nidasa madva kamosa. We darshin that midava kamosa, that her flow is like her. Mahi metama af midava metama. If she is tame, so her flow is metame as well. So ashkamach yavesh minalam. That only tells me that it's a metame when moist. How do I know that her flow of blood is metame even when dry? Amar Yitzchak d'Amakra yihiyeh. Bavyaso Yehei, that it remains in its original status of tumah even when it's dry. Maybe that's only if it was moist and then it dried up. But yavish meyikara minolan. How do I know that if it was dry meyikara that it's going to be mitame? Visu haditran. Also, the Mishnah tells us hamapelas kamin klipa kamin afar kamin sara kamin yafchush nadumim. If a woman has all these things that come out of her body that are a suffik dam, tatil lemayim, she should put them in water imni mochu. And if they disintegrate to maya, then you know that it's tame minolan. How do I know that? That even dam yavish that comes out of the makar of a nida is considered a dam nida, even in these strange forms. So says Mar Yihyeh Ribuyahu. The word Yihyeh is a ribuy that tells me that that's also metame. Well, imahi osa mishkav moshav letame adam letame begadam avdam anami osa mishkav moshav letame adam letame begadam. Wait, maybe we should say that if a nida herself can confer the status of mishkav moshav on anything that she sits on or lies on, and that becomes an avatum in its own right, maybe damanida, anything damanida sits on or lies on, should become an avatuma. Says Gemara, dam doesn't sit or lie. Atu dam par mishkav moshavu, it's not even shaykh to talk about such a case. And that's why we don't say tumas mishkav moshav by damanida. So Be'ez Hashem will continue that conversation tomorrow.